Topic 4. Chinese folk customs. Folk customs have a difficult time in China that is undergoing such rapid development. Many fear that these customs will disappear as new concepts and ideas come in from outside of China. Folk art is especially at risk. Many people are no longer learning the traditional arts of China, like those of paper cutting or kite making. Although enjoyed by many, they are in danger of fading away. Street folk art keeps many of these alive, but many people seem only interested in foreign arts and customs. Thus, Mid-Autumn Day and the Spring Festival contend with the Western New Year, Christmas, and Valentine's Day. Folk customs like climbing a mountain during the Double Ninth Festival or cleaning the tombs during the Qing Ming Festival deserve to be remembered as they are an integral part of the Chinese heritage. One aspect helping to preserve Chinese folk customs is the tourism industry. Tourists come and contribute to a folk economy that keeps these customs alive. Chinese immigrants also import these folk traditions into the new countries where they live. In this way, Chinese folk customs will have been spread abroad. These customs must not be given up, but coexist with the new ideas that are shaping China today.